And welcome to Outbeat Radio on KRCB, Windsor, Santa Rosa, a program that focuses on issues by, for, and or about members of the gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender communities. You can hear Outbeat Radio every Sunday night at 8 p.m.
This is Living Proof, and we're your hosts. I'm Dr. Diana Grayer, and next to me is my co-host and wife of 35 years. We're here and we're going to celebrate tonight, and we will share as much as we can with all of you out there, our listeners. And in studio, we have our Outbeat crew with us. We have Jeff Basham, Michaela, Mary, and we have some guests. Also, a friend of ours, Carolyn, and we have Kirby. Hey, hey, welcome everybody.
So tonight we're going to be talking about our theme for tonight's show is long-term relationships. And Diana and I, we are celebrating our 35th year. And we have a lot of people out there listening because we invited them to. And we hope that it's a great show. Before we get into it, though, we're going to have... Sorry, Di?
Yeah, we also have Greg engineering for us.
Oh, yeah, of course. our Greggy poo-poo is engineering for us.
We're getting a little bit too intimate in the studio here.
He's always engineering for us, and we love Greg so much, and he's part of our Outbeat team. So before we get into interviewing Diana and myself and just talking about reminiscing and stuff for 35 years, we do have news and events with Greg Moralia.
Good evening, this is Greg Moralia with your Outbeat Radio News for Sunday, December 2nd, 2012. On Friday, U.S. Supreme Court justices conference to consider whether or not they will hear 10 petitions related to marriage equality, including California's Proposition 8. However, the justices finished their conference without indicating their plans for challenges to the Defense of Marriage Act or Proposition 8. The court could make its plans known by tomorrow, but it could take more time, with the court scheduled to hold another private conference this coming Friday. According to the court's blog site, the next opportunity for the court to issue orders will be at 9:30 a.m. Monday. Nothing has ruled out the possibility that some actions on same-sex marriage could be announced at that time, although there is no indication that that will occur. It may be that the court needs more time to decide what it wants to do next on any of the cases. And in advance of World AIDS Day yesterday, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton outlined a plan calling for global efforts towards improving treatment and preventing the spread of HIV. She said, "We can reach a point where virtually no children are born with a virus, and as these children become teenagers and adults, they are at a far lower risk of becoming infected than they are today." According to the United Nations, about 34 million people worldwide are living with HIV, and about 2.5 million were infected last year alone. In the United States, the Centers for Disease Control says there is an alarming rise in the spread of HIV among teenagers and young adults, with 1,000 new infections occurring each month. Yet public health officials and care workers say the world is nearing a turning point on AIDS, the disease that causes the HIV virus. Dr. Anthony Fauci, who heads AIDS research at the National Institute for Health, said medical advances have made the difference. He said, "Right now we're in a very interesting position where we have the tools and wherewithal to have a major impact on turning around the trajectory of the AIDS pandemic. One of the tools involves treating people early in their infection before they get sick. This allows those with HIV to lead productive lives, and studies show it dramatically reduces the odds that they will infect a sexual partner." Fauci added, "There used to be tension between the financial resources that you put in for treatment versus the financial resources you put in for prevention. Right now, we know that treatment is actually a form of prevention. But for every person who receives treatment, more than two more become infected. Only about 8 million HIV patients in developing countries are receiving treatment. The United Nations has a goal to have 15 million people receiving treatment by 2015. But experts say that testing and education are crucial, and the Center for Disease Control recommends a routine testing for everyone. As for the steep rise in HIV infections among young people in the United States, the CDC says doctors, teachers, and parents need to ensure that young people receive information about HIV and AIDS, and that they get tested and treated if they have the disease. HIV testing is available here locally at Face-to-Face every week, Tuesday through Friday, from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. That's at their offices at 873 2nd Street in Santa Rosa. Testing is free and no appointment is necessary. Of course, it's all confidential or anonymous. Now, here's your calendar of events for the coming week. On Monday, December 3rd, and every Monday at 5:30 p.m., the Petaluma Health Center will host the LGBT Support Group at 1179 North McDowell Boulevard in Petaluma. This is a new group for all who identify as LGBT or are questioning their sexuality and or gender. On Tuesday, December 4th, from 6 to 7:30 p.m., the trans group will meet at the Positive Images Center, 312 Chin Street in Santa Rosa. And on Thursday, December 6th, from 6 to 9 p.m., the Men for Men support group will gather at the Marin AIDS Project, 910 Irwin Street in San Rafael. And also on Thursday at 6 p.m., the North Bay L Scene will host an LGBT mixer at Rendezvous, 614 4th Street in Santa Rosa. And on Saturday, December 8th, the Russian River Sisters will present Black Tie Bingo, a benefit for the Russian River Seniors Group at Odd Fellows Hall in Guerneville. Doors open at 6 p.m. and the game starts at 7 p.m. And finally, on Sunday, December 9th at 7:30 p.m., PFLAG's North Bay Support Group will meet at the Covenant Presbyterian Church, 1226 Salvador Avenue in Napa. For Gary Carnevelli, I'm Greg Moralia. Now back to Living Proof and the 35th anniversary celebration for Sheridan Gold and Dr. Diana Greer.
Great song, Greg.
Yeah.
Yay.
That's back in the
memories.
Day.
Memories.
You bet.
So
what are we talking about tonight?
We're talking about my and Diana's 35th anniversary. And that's not 35 years on being Living Proof. That's 35 years being together.
Happy anniversary, my love.
Thank you, my love. Happy anniversary, Diana.
So, this is Jeff Basham. I host on the fourth Sunday here on KRCB and Outbeat. Anyway, so Greg and I have had a card up our sleeves for about a week. And
uh-oh.
So, Sharon, I'd like you to put on your headphones.
What?
Yes. Okay, so now that you have your headphones on and you can actually hear the callers, I think we have some special guests on the line.
Okay.
Do we have a special guest on the line?
Huh?
Is anyone there from, let's say, Florida?
Oh.
Are we... We're not hearing you, special guest.
Not hearing them.
We're working on it. Okay, well, we'll get back to our special guest in just a second here. So, anyway, we'll go ahead and continue on with the show. And you wanted to... Kirby is here.
Well, yeah, I have a question. My name's Kirby Pearson. I do the show from 4 to 7 here on the radio, and I have just met these lovely ladies in the last couple of weeks. And I have to tell you, 35 years together, you know, woohoo. Good work.
Yeah.
Good work. But, you know, I have to ask, I'm sitting here looking at you, and I'm thinking, 35 years together? So how do I know who was the child bride here?
We got to tell our age?
No, not necessarily.
Well, I was the youngest.
Diana was 19.
Cher was
I was 21 when we met. We met at San Francisco State University. And you want me to go into the story of how we met?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I know there's some people in studio that don't know how we met. And there's some people that do. So... I guess I'll go into the story. I know my Florida peeps are trying to call in and they're trying to get you online, but we're going to keep talking until that happens, okay? So this is how we met. All right. So I'm a music major, but I love to go watch women's basketball. And I go to the women's basketball game when I first start San Francisco State University. It's 1976. And I see five women from San Francisco State, four of whom are sprinting back and forth up and down the court, one of whom who is jogging like, I'm so good. Just
no.
I'm going to jog up and down. You give me the ball. I'm going to score. And so literally what happened is four of them would sprint to the other end, and it was the offensive end where they want to score, but nobody scored. They passed back and forth between the four of them. And then this tall, lanky woman just kind of strides up the floor. And as soon as she gets into a scoring position, they pass her the ball really fast. She scores really fast. And then the other four sprint down to go play defense. And this tall, lanky woman just kind of jogs down to the other end. And I thought, this is really boring. It happened like maybe 5 or 6 times, and then I left the game because it was just like ridiculous. It was boring.
So that's not how we met.
No, but that's the first time I saw you. You're right. That's the first time I saw you. The first time we met was on the softball field. So the softball diamond. So here I am. I've been playing ball since I was 8. Now I'm in college, 21 years old. I'm pretty good. I go out for the team. I'm playing first base. Think I'm hot stuff, you know. And I understand that the basketball players are in state championships. And so they're not joining us for our practices. And it's like, oh, okay. So I'm playing first base. I'm hitting fourth, thinking I'm all that. 3 weeks later, the state championships are over. And here come the basketball players to play on our softball team. Diana's one of them, and there's about 5 or 6 of them, and they all come trotting up, you know, like they're hot stuff. And I don't get to play first base anymore. I get thrown out into right field. All the basketball players get all the prime positions. Diana is pitcher. And it's like, who are these people? You know, that's what I'm thinking to myself. It's and that's the first time we met. Right, Diana?
First time we met.
Yeah.
But it goes, and after that, I befriended Cher, basically.
Basically,
I befriended Cher because back in the 70s at San Francisco State University, even though it was San Francisco, people weren't out. And so most of my basketball team, they were in the closet, and I knew that I was a lesbian. And so we go on trips as a team. And my teammates are talking about these two women who supposedly have been in some stall or something. And they say Sheridan was one of those women. And I say, what is going on with these people, right? Sheridan wasn't there to defend herself. And so knowing that I was a lesbian, I befriended Cher and evolved after that. That's when we became more intimate. A year after that, we were friends first, played softball together. And what else was important about that time when we met? Oh, Cher was she was a different breed, you know. Her shoes were crooked over, you know. She didn't have any money, you know. She looked kind of homely, you know what I mean? And so the way I was raised, you know, I was kind of put together, and I knew how to save money. I knew how to go out and get a job and make money, you know what I mean? And so I would work different jobs when I was on campus, and I would go to Cher's locker, and I would give her half of sandwiches. I would eat half and give her half of my sandwiches. I worked at this fruit stand. I would give her fruit, bottled water, you know. I took care
peanuts.
Of Cher, peanuts. We loved that.
Yeah.
So that was our beginning. So and when I would visit her at her house in Noe Valley in San Francisco, I'd leave her $5 on the table so she could have some money in her wallet or her pocket. So that's how we. So over these 35 years, you know, our love just kind of grew. We didn't have that kind of lustful kind of relationship in the beginning, but it just always came together the way it needed to be.
And Diana's so right, because I got I got $1,000 for the year, and that was $100 a month for rent. That's all I paid. And my roommates at the time let me use their food stamps.
And we talk way back.
Yeah. And I rode the Muni for 5 cents because they thought I was in high school. So I got to ride Muni for 5 cents. So, and I wore the same, I was right. I wore the same shoes every single day, and they did crook over because, you know.
Oh, I bought her a pair of shoes, too.
Well, on that note. We're not changing the subject.
Yeah.
We're just now ready to invite our special guests into the studio. These are special guests that are on the telephone line. So,
okay.
First, I'd like to call on the Florida guests.
Okay.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, hey! Hi, Mom.
Yes, it's your mother. How come I didn't know you you were on food stamps and that Diana had to give you money and that you were starving. Where was I?
Well, that's a good question, Mom.
Well, I guess you are the resourceful person you are today because you were such a deprived child. Anyway, I just want to wish you the happiest of anniversaries.
Oh, thank you,
and
Mom.
Your father joins me, except he is already in bed.
Thank you so much. And we have these lovely flowers you sent us, and they're right here in studio with us, so thank you.
You're welcome. And thank I wanted you. To say that I remember when you got married, and Hillary had to urge you to do it, and you stood in line in the rain, and then they shut the door and gave you a number. You remember that?
And we had to come
you
back.
Got back the next yeah. day, yeah. and then you got married in a very nice ceremony, and then your pictures were on television.
Yeah. Yeah.
In an album, yeah. and then there were the rose petals. Anyway, it was lovely, mm-hmm. and so we love you both, and wish you at least 135 more years.
Yeah,
thank
yeah.
you so much, Mom.
Thanks, Char.
To us
You're welcome.
To call.
Okay, I'm
thank
leaving.
You. Thank you,
I'm
Char, so much.
I'm not going to participate
okay.
now.
Thank you,
okay.
Mom.
Okay, and Char, there's someone else there, isn't there?
Oh, yes, yeah. there's another starving child.
Another starving child. Okay. Well, now, second surprise share.
Thank you.
Hi. Your sister, Darian's on the line.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi, dear.
Hi, dear.
You know, when they were asking me to think about a story, you know what came to mind right away?
No.
Maybe Di can tell the story. One word. Watermelon.
Oh, yeah.
No, you tell the story.
I don't really remember.
You dig it out of my watermelon. She comes to visit us at our house. Sharon, I said, your sister, she has no home training. She's going to go into our refrigerator and stick her spoon and go to the center of the watermelon and eat from it instead of taking a slice. So she really loves that story.
And I guess Jerry and I, you know, we were raised in the same family. It didn't bother me at all. So, hey, dear, thanks so much for calling.
Wishing you a really, really happy, happy, happy 35th. And both of you sound really great on the radio.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you for participating.
Mm-hmm. Take care, dear. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, and there's more guests waiting on the phone line.
Oh, wow.
So I know there's a call from California. Are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, there's two calls from California.
Yeah.
Let's bring Allison in first. Oh, three. Let's bring Allison in first.
Hey.
Allison, are you there?
I'm here, and I'm in the middle of choir rehearsal, Sharon Di, so I just popped out so I could wish you happy 35.
Oh, thank you so much.
And thanks to Jeff for organizing this.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you, Jeff. Thanks, Allison. From Santa Cruz.
Very, very happy, heartfelt wishes to the two of you, and I think it's great that you're going public with this celebration.
Thank you, Al.
Thanks, Al.
Means a lot to us.
Okay. Love you both.
Okay. Love you
too. Okay. Thank you, Al.
Bye-bye.
Okay, and we have another caller from California. Caller number two from California. Are you there?
I'm guessing that's us.
That's Rick, you. Yes.
Wait, who?
Rick and Pam, John and Allison's neighbors.
Oh, yeah. Hey, how you doing?
We're doing great.
Hi, guys. Happy 35.
Oh, thank you, guys. That's
thank
so
you.
Sweet.
Thank you so much for calling us.
Yeah.
It's a big event. Are you kidding? I'm so glad we're part of it. And yes, Jeff, thanks for putting this on and letting everybody know about it.
Wow. Oh, Jeff, what have you been doing?
I know.
I have secrets.
Oh, well, thank you so much for thinking of us, Rick and Pam. It means a lot to us.
Well, we wish you guys the best. We really do, and we're happy we had an opportunity to spend some time with you back in John and Allison's wedding in Chicago this last summer, too.
Yes,
it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was great to get to know you as well.
Yes.
Thank you so much for calling.
So, hopefully we'll see you guys if you come down for the holidays.
All right.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
You guys are welcome to stay on the line if you'd like, or if you want to go ahead and head off, we certainly understand. And I know that there's one more caller from California on the line.
Hi, Di and Cher. It's Tracy.
Oh my God! Tracy!
How did he do that? this. He told us that nobody calling in would work.
Hi. How you doing, my love? I've been thinking about you.
I've been thinking about you guys. I was really excited for tonight. And just amazing happy anniversary. And just so that your listeners know that me being a witness to your relationship, it's been at least 5+ years, right?
Yeah.
How long
has
it been?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that sounds good.
Well, the thing that strikes me and what's also striking me tonight is I love that that you guys have this relationship where you can just be so tender and soft and loving with each other, but then you can have the most riotous laughter and have so much fun and, like, equally. And then you guys both have the little, like, where you kind of, are playful, like, jabbing at each other, too. Like, you have a really well-rounded relationship. And it strikes me as that that's just not something that you see very often with anybody in any relationship, having all the different sides. So it's so neat. And and the other thing that strikes me is that you're, like, the kind of couple that you really want to be around because you guys have that really kind of special love. So, you know, when you're around couples and sometimes they fight or you can just feel that they don't really, like, love each other or they just don't, or they annoy each other. Like, it's such a pleasure being around you guys as your friend because it's so easy and it's just so much fun and it's just wonderful. You guys have such a neat relationship.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Trace.
That means a lot to us, Tracy.
Yeah, that you called us.
I know. It's so fun hearing you guys on the radio. You're great. I love the laughter. That is, and for everybody listening, I mean, that is the way that you guys are in life. And it's just so neat to hear. So I'm really happy to be part of this and just sending you all my love. And I'm really just excited for you guys. Not surprised you'll be together forever, but it's just, it's really nice to hear.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for calling in, Tracy.
You're welcome.
So, again, you can certainly stay on the line with us for any listeners joining us. And maybe you don't know what's going on. Sheridan and Diana are the hosts of Living Proof here on Outbeat Radio on the first Sunday of every month. And tonight is their 35th anniversary of meeting each other, December 2nd. And so the whole Outbeat Radio team is here, or a good portion of us are here, celebrating with Sharon and I. And I have just let the cat out of the bag of 2 weeks of organizing phone calls the show so
That's
that
fantastic.
We could surprise Sharon and I.
Thank you.
I'm really touched.
Absolutely. Very. And we have another caller that's just called in. That ding means someone else called in. So a caller, who is this, and you're live on the air on Outbeat Radio?
This is the brother-in-law.
JV! Hi!
Hi, Sharon Dye.
Hi! Thank you so much for calling.
You are so welcome, and happy anniversary to both of you. And I'm listening to the show right now, and just wanted to wish the both of you just a wonderful day.
Thank you so much. It means a lot to us, Jay. Thanks a lot.
I want to tell you one thing, and that is that you both participated in Alice and I's wedding, and your gift to us was the greatest gift that we received. It was a poem, the written word, and I loved it so much. We, of course, had it framed, and it's sitting up on our wall, and I am a big lover of poetry and lyrics, and your gift was just wonderful. It was going to last a lifetime, and I didn't know the both of you had it in you, a hidden talent that I had nothing to know about. Whoever wrote it, I know the both of you did. It was a collaboration. Mm-hmm. It is wonderful, and I cherish it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, John.
Thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate your participation. And so I think we're going to continue now with a question from one of our guests here in the studio. Who is next, Mary? Did you want to go ahead and take a mic here? Okay.
Here, let's try that.
There you go. That works. Stand up with the mic in your hand. Yes.
Well, I was originally going to ask how you met, but I think that one has already been covered. So what I'd really like to ask is, what do you think has been the most challenging aspect of your time together?
Okay, Cher, go ahead.
deciding who's going to go first.
Yeah, you're the eldest.
Okay, so I think for me the most challenging would be communication styles are completely different. And I think a lot of it has to do that we're a biracial couple. And the way Diana and her family relate to each other is completely different than the way me and my family relate to each other. So when we get together, I tend to close down when I'm upset and need time to think about things, and maybe we'll bring it up and maybe won't. And this was in our early years. And then Diana likes to get things talked out right now. And so I would do a lot of walking out of the room when she would want to talk about things right now. And she didn't like that. And so we had many fights about how to stay in the room to talk about a disagreement. So we disagreed on how we were going to disagree. And that was very, very challenging in our years. And I would say the first 7 years of our relationship, we did a lot of fighting. But there was always that foundation, the underground knowledge that we loved each other. But the challenge for me was how to voice my opinion, and I think that was that's a lifelong theme of mine anyway, and so it kind of bled into the relationship. Mm-hmm. Do you want to answer, Doug?
Yeah. Well, okay, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Doug.
Yeah, just to finish this one off, piggyback on what Cher is saying about communication. I don't want to reiterate, but yeah, that was a really difficult time when we were fighting or not agreeing on certain things, and when I wanted to work things out. You need two people to work things out. And so that wasn't the case. But we've learned how to do that dance. And it's so important to be able to do that dance.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I heard another Dane out there in telephone land. And so that means we have another caller who hasn't spoken to us yet. Caller, you're live on Outbeat Radio. Go ahead. Are you there? I guess we don't have anyone else. Okay. We have several phone calls coming into the studio, and we'll get everyone on the air as soon as we can. But I think it's time for a music break. Do you want to intro your music?
Yeah, we're going to play the song that means a lot to Diana and myself when we first met. It's called Always and Forever.
Just like a dream to me that somehow came true. And I know tomorrow will still be the same, as we've had a life of love that won't ever change. Your own special way, melt all my heart away with a smile. Take time to tell me you really care, and we'll share. Oh, yeah.
If you just joined us, this is Living Proof, and this is my and Diana's 35th anniversary celebration. Our theme is long-term relationships can and do exist.
Always and forever, just like
and,
the song says.
Yeah, that's our song that we loved in college in 1977 by Heatwave, and this was Luther Vandross's version.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. This is Jeff Basham. I'm kind of, I guess, quasi-hosting because I surprised Sheridan and Diana by setting up a way for callers from their families and from their friends to call in and talk to us. So we have a question that was asked on our studio lines. We don't have the name of the caller, but the caller wants me to pose a question to you two. And this is, do you have any advice for couples contemplating a commitment?
Oh, wow, that's a loaded one, huh?
That's
I have a whole lot of things I can say about that one. What I suggest is the honesty is a really important policy. I mean, as a therapist myself, I work with this issue a whole bunch. People have a hard time being authentic and real with one another. And if you're in the process of making a commitment, I would encourage you to just put the cards on the table and speak as honestly as possible about what's happening, where you've been, where you come from, because those things show up down the road and they don't look pretty down the road. So have a clean slate when you start out. I mean, that's what I would recommend.
Yeah, sure. The first thing for me is to say honesty too, because a lot of people, I think they look for that fantasy person that we see in all the Hollywood movies. You know, this person's going to answer my every prayer and my every dream and be my everything. And boy, you don't want to lose yourself in a relationship, because if you lose yourself trying to please your partner or your lover, then you lose who you are, and then you, who are you anymore? And then you aren't really anything. And then you might grow resentful, and then you might start looking outside the relationship. So it's really, really important to be who you are and be 50% of the relationship and not 10 and not 5.
Mm. That is such good advice. Thank you. And I know that we have another caller on the line who hasn't had a chance to speak to you yet. Linda, are you there?
Oh, yes, I'm here.
Okay, Linda, the floor is all yours.
Well, it's Linda and Karen, and we want to wish you the very best.
Hi, Linda and Karen.
35th anniversary. We've been together 30 years.
Wow.
And we know, you know, you're really special people to us, and we feel you've been really inspirational. We love your program. We listen to it every month. Oh, and we love you.
Oh, thank you. You guys got to come on the show, being together 30 years.
Takes some courage, doesn't it?
Tonight's the first step.
There.
You're already
on
the air.
On the line there, out for the public. But, you know, we've battled it out, and we're happy. And you know, I liked what you said about being very real and honest. Mm-hmm. It's so important.
Mm-hmm.
And it's you know, sometimes it's not so easy.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we enjoy being your neighbors, and, you know, you're always out there helping people, and you put yourself out.
Thank you.
And we end up connecting with you at all these charitable events because you're involved. Mm. And you're like a vital force in the community. And, that's what I wanted to say.
Thank you so much, Linda.
Karen.
So, Linda, if we were to ask you for a funny story about Sharon and I, could you oblige?
About their relationship? Well, that's kind of a hard one. I don't know. I mean, I'd have to think about that for a while.
Okay.
They're very sweet and dear people. And
they are, aren't they?
I mean, maybe the one was, we were out there and we were at a benefit, and we couldn't find Cher.
Oh.
And she was in the car because I think, did a wasp bite you?
Yeah, that's right.
And you were putting like a penny on it?
Yes.
Yes. So penny like takes a sting out. On yeah. it. So that was like, you know, good advice.
Yeah.
Apparently it was helping.
Like, where did she disappear to?
Yeah, she was putting a penny on it, and we were gathering up these huge, big apples. I've never seen such big apples in my life. But she was doing good. She was taking care of herself. And
that's a very important thing in a relationship too, is to take care of yourself.
Yes, so it is. You take care of each other, but you also need to take care of yourself too.
Yeah,
and it needs to be okay.
Yeah.
And,
well, thank you so much, Linda, for your call and for contributing to our show tonight. We appreciate it very much.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay. Well, you take care, and we'll see you on Living Proof soon.
Maybe. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, just real quick, I don't think there's anyone else on the line that hasn't spoken, but we'll just give a quick call out to anyone. Okay, I think we're good for right now. And so we'll come back in here to the studio and our live guests. And I think, Michaela, you have a question. Is that right?
Hi, Diane Shear. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michaela.
I host the music show and the art show. And just wanting to pick up a little bit on the conversation that you had, that we were having before, talk to us a little bit about navigating growth and change throughout the years. We talk a little bit about expectation and how those things change, how they evolve in a relationship. Talk about the me versus we part of it, individually taking care of ourselves, and at the same time giving the other person the freedom to grow in a direction they need to go. Talk to us a little bit about all of that.
Well, let me start from the beginning. When I met Sheridan, she was this very nurturing, loving, kind person. And as a child, I missed that nurturer type person. And so part of my attraction to Sheridan was that she was a nurturer. And I knew that I can count on a head rub here and there, right? But that's supposed to be funny, y'all. You guys are getting too serious about this relationship stuff. So anyways, that wasn't the case. She was the type that would be able to nurture other people, but not me the way I wanted to be nurtured. And so that was part of my learning, like, wow. And I hear the stories all the time in relationships, in my counseling, right? They have an expectation that's there that is not really there. Mm-hmm. So you have to work on that disappointment. And so that was one of the earlier on pieces. And I had to learn how to be able to talk about those needs and what I wanted, and not to be resentful that she wasn't providing what I needed mm-hmm. in the relationship. Mm-hmm. So that was really a huge piece. And you want to add to that?
Yeah, I would say that you would be mad at me and I wouldn't know why.
Mm-hmm.
And you would want me just to, I don't know, do things for you that I didn't know you wanted me to do.
Like Cher would go get some tea for herself. I grew up with, you know, if you were going to get some tea, I would offer, would you like me to get you some tea? Remember, this is 35 years ago. I was 19. She was 21. So we're learning how to do this relationship dance early on.
So if I wanted some tea, I went and got myself some tea. And if I thought if she wanted some tea, she'll go get herself some tea. What's the big deal? And she would be mad at me for not bringing her tea. And it's like, what the heck?
I mean, so how did you resolve that? I mean, at what point did you say, hey?
She learned how to get me some tea.
No. I mean, that's true. I did. But what happened was Diana modeled to me what it felt like for someone to bring me some tea when I didn't ask.
Yes.
And that was different. I had never experienced that before because in families, my family, I mean, everybody was, you know, my mom cooked for us. But during the day when we wanted water, we went and got our water ourselves, right? So for Diana to show me how that felt was like, wow, she's bringing me tea or juice or whatever, and I didn't ask her. That's kind of cool. And so I learned how to do that. But it took a long time, I would say.
Yeah, it was a long time, even though I filled her lockers with with food and drink. Hint, hint.
Left $5 on the table.
I'm a slow learner. What can I say? Hey, I'm a special ed teacher. There's a reason for that, you know?
But as far as the we and the I, I think we're pretty okay with that. I know at times I wanted a lot of Cher's attention because I needed that. And it was hard at times because I would not, you know, if she was reading a book, it was like she wasn't paying attention to me. Mm-hmm. And so I've grown up a whole bunch around that. So I think Cher's her I and I'm my I. And we are also we,
yeah.
You know, it just blends. It just works, you know. It's a
respect. And I'm also hearing it's a different form of nurturing. Mm. It's more than just a physical touch. It's here's a cup of tea. I love you kind of nurturing as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's excellent. I think we have another caller coming in, so I'm going to switch it over to Jeff.
Okay. And I'm going to give them a second to actually call in on the other line. I think Mary is helping them get onto the other line. So we just have a full crew in here. I think this is the biggest tech crew that we've ever had running a radio show here at KRCB.
Fabulous. It's fantastic.
So this has been awesome, and I'm so glad. So Greg, who has been at the control board all night and making us sound good and getting our callers on the air, I know that you have a question in mind or you wanted to talk to Cher and I about their 35th. So,
well, I asked them their question, but they didn't want to answer it.
Oh, they didn't.
But I have another question.
Okay.
What is the greatest lesson that each of you have taught each other?
Oh.
Go ahead, Cher.
Wow, that's, maybe we should take a music break.
No,
so I can think.
Wait. Because there's so much, right?
Yeah.
Cher's taught me how to be generous, more generous, I think, to think more about people, other people. And I really appreciate that. I was really a kind of a tightwad when it came to money and charitable kind of things. But I was always able to sit and talk with people about their lives and how to improve their lives. But she really taught me to open up my home, open up my heart a little bit more. And so I really appreciate Cher for that.
And thank you, Di. I'm thinking the one of the biggest lessons that Diana has taught me and continues to teach me is how to ask for what I need. Because I grew up a pleaser. I know my mom's listening and she might be going, what is she talking about? But I did grow up very quiet as far as my own personal needs, and I didn't really offer opinions, and I didn't really think I had a place in the world. I was pretty much, I saw myself more as a carpet. And with Diana, seeing her be so vibrant in the world and just putting it out there, what she feels and how she is. And, you know, I learned from that. And then she would tell me, you know, Cher, if you think something, you got to tell me what you think. You can't just expect me to know. Like we were talking about mind reading before, right? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, here I am 57 years old and I'm still learning how to be who I am in the world and know that it's okay to be that person. And so with Diana by my side, it's been quite wonderful to learn those lessons. So I thank you, Diana.
Wonderful.
Very nice.
Wonderful.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, thanks for that question.
So if you're just tuning in here to KRCB, this is Outbeat Radio and the Living Proof Show. Sheridan and Diana are celebrating their 35th anniversary of knowing each other tonight on December 2nd of 2012. And we've had several of their family members and friends call in, and we're having a grand old party here with the most of the Outbeat crew here supporting this show, technical and otherwise. So, and the peanut gallery, as you can hear them laughing right now. So we're having a good time here. I think we have a caller probably on the line if we want to go to the caller, and Greg is bringing that person in right now. Caller, are you on the line?
Well, I'm on the line.
Who is this?
This is Jeff and Judy.
Jeff! Oh, hey, Jeff and Judy. How you guys doing?
35. 26 years for us. I felt like I just finished reading the article saying you had your 30th.
Time to fly.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for calling.
Well, you guys have got us laughing over here, and we just had the phone.
Oh, thank you. So nice to hear from you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. See you on the 40.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So we're going to cut. We only have like 12 minutes left, but we are going to we want to share this song with you, maybe just a minute or so of Alicia Keys. Diana?
Yeah, Alicia Keys. What's the name
if
of it?
If
I Ain't Got You. That's a song I dedicated to Cher about 2008.
Second
marriage.
The legal one.
The legal one that we're hoping is going to be legal.
Yeah, maybe tomorrow.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So that was 2008 on October 11th, and this was something I dedicated to you.
Some people live for the fortune. Some people live just for the fame. Some people live for the power, yeah. Some people live just to play the game. Some people think that the physical things define what's within. And I've been there before, that life's a bore, so full of the superficial. Some people want it all, but I don't want nothing at all. If it ain't you, baby, if I ain't got it, you, baby. Some people want diamond rings, some just want everything, but everything means nothing if I ain't got you, yeah. Some people search for a fountain, the promise is forever young, you know. Some people need three dozen roses, and that's the only way to prove you love them. Hand me the world on a silver platter, and with no one who truly cares for me. Some people want it all, but I don't want nothing at all. If it ain't you, baby, if I ain't got it, you, baby.
Okay, welcome back to Living Proof here on Outbeat Radio. This is Jeff Basham. I'm certainly not the regular host of Living Proof, but the quasi-host today. Sheridan and Diana are here. They're the normal hosts of Living Proof, and they are celebrating their 35th anniversary together.
Wow.
That's probably the fifth time that I've said that tonight, and it's longer than I've been alive.
Oh, that's
how old
right.
are you?
I'm 29.
Wow.
Yes, it's 6 years longer than I've been alive. Anyway, so we'll leave that one right there. And I know that Caroline here in the studio has a question for Sharon Dye. So Caroline, come up to the mic and let's hear your voice.
Hi, Sharon and Diana.
Hi,
it's
Caroline.
Such an honor to be with you both tonight here. And also a surprise because you are two of my newest friends. And you're two of my most supportive and empowering friends, both individually and together as a couple. So my question for you is how you've managed to do that, that support and empowerment for your extended family, your friends, and also for all the children that I know who've come through your lives.
It's a great question. Yeah, we've had 26 foster kids. And
say that number again, Cher.
We've had 26 foster kids over a 20-year period.
That is incredible.
Yeah, and we're still hoping to get more. We're in the middle of trying to get more kids, so we don't know if that'll happen or not, but we're putting our, wishes out there.
Mm-hmm.
Diana and I I've come a long way as far as being able to be there for somebody else, like with my heart and soul, and that has a lot to do with my music and my drumming. And because I'm an African drummer, a taiko drummer, I'm really getting in touch with the healing powers of the drum. And I teach it, I play it, I'm just enamored with the drum. And my flute, my silver flute and my Native American flute has really helped open up myself as well as people who we come in contact with. And with my musical skills, Diana and I have paired up and collaborated in workshops that she's developed. Mm-hmm. And together we do these workshops where I'm providing music and healing, and Diana, she can talk about her part. But it's just a natural thing that as we go out into the world, we can help people, and it's magical, and I want to continue to do it. And I'm so glad that you brought that up. Thank you so much, Caroline. I'm glad we could be there for you as well.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Just to add quickly, I mean, my heart is in supporting Cher to be the best that she can be. And in my relationships, I try and do the same. I'm always a good ear if anybody wants to talk about whatever it is. So, I think the relationship dance is a beautiful thing, and I think we all should love each other.
Absolutely. I can personally attest to that, Di. You both have been always there for me, and through the last over 6 years, I think it is now that we've known each other, but it's been awesome to have your support. Always know it's just a phone call away, so
thank you.
Mm-hmm. And Caroline, go ahead.
Yeah, I'd just like to add that I feel like you both are living proof of the overflowing cup, that when we fill our own cup, that then we can overflow and it extends to others, that generosity that was mentioned earlier. So I want to raise that cup to you all in a toast to congratulate you.
Oh, yeah.
And celebrate your lives together. So glad we're here with you.
Thank you so much, Caroline.
And now I know that we have our last caller of the evening on the line. Caller, are you there? And they just hung up. So unfortunately, we don't have them on the line. So we will continue on. I know Michaela. Yeah, if you're still listening, caller, please call that phone number back, and we'll get you on the air, or try to, before we get off the air here. So, Michaela, you had another question.
Yeah, it's just a fun question. As host of the music show and host of the arts show, I just want to pose to you, if one of you was a musical instrument and one of you was a piece of art, what would you be?
Oh, my word. Do we have enough time for this one?
Why don't you answer, Di?
Help me out.
Oh, my gosh. I'm thinking I would be a sculpture of this beautiful Madonna-type person, just like with my hands extended out to help the world. So I would be an art piece. So you have to be an instrument, Diana.
I'm thinking of the saxophone, but that's not really it, because I'm the Native American flute. with an edge. You know what I mean? That soft, you know, yeah, soulful, yeah, and then, you know, boom, mm-hmm, kind of thing. Mm. Thank you for that. Wow.
Good question.
Yeah. Okay, so we're coming up to that magic time of about 1 minute before we have to wrap up the show here. And we actually have the caller back on the line. Caller, are you there?
Yes, it's Robin and Ellen calling, and I pushed the wrong. Sorry.
Okay, we have about about 1 minute. Go ahead.
Hey, Robin. Hey,
Ellen. Hey, you guys.
Hey, happy anniversary.
Oh,
thank you.
Well, we wish you the best. You are a great inspiration to us and to the whole community, and we love you.
Thank you so much. So great to hear from you guys.
We're not going to make you answer any hard questions or anything because we know you've done a lot of the hard work already.
35 years.
Right on.
We can coast now.
That's it. You got it down.
Well, thank you very much, Robin and Alan, for calling in to Outbeat. We appreciate that.
Sure.
Good night,
everybody.
Good night.
Okay, so I was going to ask you for your last advice, what you always asked your guests for. So we have just very little time.
I would say authenticity, if I had to answer with one word. If you're authentic, then you're real, then you're honest, and then nobody can doubt your word.
And what's your one word?
Diana. Open-hearted, open-heartedness. I have so much, but
I know. We gotta go.
Be so. All you can be. Follow soul. Listen deeply.
You have all the wisdom inside you. My sisters are gonna go, oh my gosh, they're gonna be rolling their eyes.
And we all say together, good night.
Good night.
Support for Outbeat Radio and KRCB-FM comes from members and from WACOBB.net. With over 10,000 members, WACOBB.net is a bulletin board for the North Bay progressive community, including a business directory featuring testimonials from our trusted business community. Information to list your business or find a service is available at WACOBB.net. That's WACCOBB.net. Connecting conscious community. We are your North Bay Public Media Connection, KRCB-FM, Windsor, Santa Rosa. News, arts, and ideas where you are. You'll find us on the air at 91.1 and 90.9 FM, streaming live worldwide at krcb.org. It's just before 9 p.m. Stay with us. New Dimensions is next.
Change, yeah. So do it today, yeah. 'Cause I can see it.